Hello, my name is Gabby Grzedich. I am 11 years old. Today is December 3rd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Susanna Grzedich, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. So, tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on you, on your life. What lessons did they teach you?
The person that had the greatest influence on my life would probably be my ex-boss slash mentor. She was, at the time that I met her, a single woman who had her own interior design business and was raising a child on her own. And she was very meticulous with all of her designs and running the company. She gave me a lot of work to do, a lot of She really, really confided in me with everything, and she taught me a lot basically about running an entire business on my own. So I owe her a lot, and she's a very great person in general. She's just a person that is kind and big-hearted and compassionate and someone that I admire.
Okay. So are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Probably the funniest stories, I don't know if they're we were funny back then, but they were pretty funny now, is I am the oldest of five kids, and I was very protective of my brothers and sisters. I have two brothers and two sisters. And if anything ever happened to them, I was pretty much the one that was going to beat the person down or retaliate against them. And a couple times, some parents had to come up and break some fights and basically tell me to stop, but I just, anytime my family was hurt, I couldn't handle it. I had to get back at them somehow.
Next question. Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I think I would like people to remember me as a kind, compassionate person, someone that, loves life and family and friends and puts them first and foremost, and also loves animals and tries to do better for the earth and the environment and the place that we live.
Of all the family members who have either you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life?
My maternal grandfather,
and
his
why?
Name was Humberto Carrillo. He lived a very interesting life. He had five kids, and he grew up in the city in Ecuador, in Quito, the city Quito, and then he moved out to a farm and became a farmer and had a big property. We still have the property to this day in our family. But he was also, on top of being a farmer and a person that used to live in the city and then went out to the farm and ended up farming, he was very musically inclined. He had an operatic voice. He was a tenor, and he sang in a lot of operas. So, and I can't sing for anything, so I really wish that talent was passed down to me, but it's not. So I envy him a little bit, but I also admire him because it was quite an interesting life to have.
Okay. So what are your favorite family holidays and why? Or what were your favorite family holidays when you were little?
Well, I love all the holidays, but probably my most favorite would be Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is everybody getting together and basically saying what they're grateful for and eating great food, But also, you don't have to get any presents because that's a huge stress and added work that you need to do. So it's kind of nice to just have to show up with a plate of something to share and be able to, like, hang out with your family members and talk.
That's nice. So when you were little or growing up in school, did you like going to school, and why or why not?
I loved going to school. I actually learned English at school. You can believe that. My first language was Spanish, so I did not speak English when I first went to school. So school taught me English, and I'm a very social person, and school was full of friends. So I liked going there for the social aspect as well as the learning aspect. So I was able to, like, learn things with my friends. So have lunch with them and talk to them, but then go back to class and learn math. It was just really a fun thing. So I've always liked school.
And, like, a side question from that. Did you have, like, any favorite teachers or your favorite lessons or topics?
I had favorite teachers. My first grade teacher, Mrs. Black, was awesome. And my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Johnson, he was awesome, too. People I remember to this day.
That's nice. So, what did you do during the summer when you were off school?
Well, when I was growing up, it was basically you would wake up in the morning, eat breakfast, get your clothes on, and go outside and play. And we would play until lunch, riding bikes. I had a big wheel. I loved my big wheel. So we would play pretend games like we lived at different houses, and or sometimes we would play we're in a hospital, or we would make up games. We would have races. So we were outside pretty much all day with just time to come eat for lunch and then come eat for dinner and then be back outside.
That sounds like a very fun summer.
Pool, too. Pools. We liked to go to the pool.
Pools. So this is for love and relationships. So describe your marriage proposal.
So my marriage proposal, my boyfriend at the time asked me to go to Miami, Florida. And I basically pretended like I didn't have any money and I couldn't go because we had been dating for a very long time and I was mad. But he convinced me to go and we went. And he got all dressed up in a suit. And I didn't know why he was getting so dressed up. I had no idea. And we went to a very, very fancy restaurant in Miami that I was really kind of mad at because the foyer to this restaurant was grass, if you can believe that. And my heels kept falling into the grass, so I was irritated because I couldn't walk on the stupid grass. But then we finally sat down and he kept asking me what I wanted to have as a drink. And I just kept telling him, I don't know what I want to drink because I don't know what I want to eat. Can you just settle down a little bit? And he kept asking me. So finally I just ordered a cocktail because he was bugging me. And then the next thing I know, he starts telling me how much he loves me and how he wants to spend the rest of his life with me. And I thought, oh no, he's going to ask me to marry him. So he did. And then I felt like the room was spinning and I was super happy. And he presented me with the most beautiful ring. And I said yes.
That's cute. Next question. Where did you spend your honeymoon?
Pretty much all over Europe. We did Paris, France, Rome, Italy, the Amalfi Coast in Italy, some islands right off of Italy. So pretty much, and like Nice and Monaco and just basically the French Riviera, the Italian Riviera, and of course we had to go to Paris.
All right. So, working. Thinking of the jobs you've held, Is there one that stands out as your favorite?
Well, probably the one where I met Ava, my mentor, the one that I spoke about in the first question. I worked for her for about 3 years with her own interior design business, and I learned a lot in interior design, and that was what I went to school for. So I was really like a sponge learning everything I could. And she taught me a lot, so I really enjoyed it.
All right. If you could choose, this is another question. If you could choose any career, what would you pick and why?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like different from being an interior designer?
Yeah, or it could be if you were younger.
If I what?
If you were younger.
I'd probably do be a veterinarian and something helpful for animals.
Animals?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds nice. When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
I pretty much knew I was going to be in some kind of a design field, interior design or architecture or something. I liked planning rooms and drawing rooms up and decorating stuff ever since I was little.
And then this is the last question. Religion and
spirituality.
Yeah, sorry. So when you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
Well, we were Catholic, and I went to church every Sunday. I did all the sacraments with my family. It was very important for us to keep God in our lives, and it is to this day.
Yep, we do church school,
mm-hmm.
Got baptized, yeah, all that stuff. Okay, well, that's the end of this interview. Thank you for spending your time with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.